Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Wagwan guys, how are you doing? You know what time it is? It is currently 7 p.m. or 19:00 on the dot, and we are live on Radio African. And I welcome you to Memes and Minds with Esther. And as you can tell, obviously, I'm your host, Esther. Guys, how have you been? How you all doing? How's your week been? How are you enjoying this weather? From my end, I love it. I love the weather, I can't lie. But though it gets hot at some point, but it's summer, it is what it is, you know. I can finally put on my slides, you know. I can finally come out without jackets, you know, just with like top and, you know, enjoying the beautiful nature. You get the vibe. Anyways, that's that side. Anyways, guys, hope you've been good. Hope you've been fine. I'm always happy to come back here 7 p.m. every Friday to give you gist upon gist. You know the vibe. Now, just a recap from last week. You know, as a good teacher that I am teaching you. I'm not a teacher anyways. But just a recap of last week. I spoke about random things that doesn't make sense, but feels right when you're doing it. So I spoke about a couple of things, and that's for that. And also, for the past weeks, I don't know if it's up to 2 months. It should be up to two months. I've been talking about lifestyle. You know, lifestyle is a broad and massive topic. You just can't talk about it within a week or two. Lifestyle is broad. There are different topics on the lifestyle, okay? And I've decided to talk about this topic for the past couple of weeks because lifestyle is our life. It's how we live our life. And I felt the need to talk about it. And fortunately, yeah, I've been able to, you know, talk about various topics, and we're gradually coming to the end of lifestyle episode. Clap for me. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you. Stop. Anyways, guys, so, but today is not the end. It's going to be next week. So next week, we're just going to do a recap of lifestyle episode. So do not forget to tune in next week. Now, today, I have this topic or this discussion or this theme that I feel like, you know, most of us young person, we struggle with it. It's about building a good mindset for healthy living or healthy lifestyle. You know, most of us, our thoughts, the way we think, the way we process things in our head, it's just something we can't write home about. Now, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So it's what you're thinking upstairs. It's what you've got upstairs. It's how your mind is being built, how you've set your mind. That's how it will affect how you're living, right? So lifestyle is not all about you eating healthy, going to the gym, keeping fit, running marathon races, eating grasses every day. When I say grasses, I mean eating vegetables. No offense, though. Speaking of vegetables, eating vegetables, you guys know eating healthy is not easy, though. If you want to keep fit, I know what I'm saying. Oh my God. See, if you want to eat healthy, it's not easy. You have to eat lots of proteins, right? And mind the amount of calories you're taking. It's not easy. That lifestyle is not easy. Sometimes you have to eat grass. It's not easy. But discipline matters, okay? Right, back to what I was saying. So lifestyle is not all about you eating healthy, going to the gym, keeping fit, doing this, doing that. It all starts from the mindset, how you've built your mindset, how you've built yourself to think and to act. Okay? So based on what I've seen so far and based on my own experience, I have a couple of things I want to say today. Okay? That's why I brought up this topic. building a good mindset for healthy lifestyle. Because your mindset will 100% contribute to your lifestyle. I think that's the roots, isn't it? The way you think. Because if you don't think to, you know, spend 100 quid a day, if you don't think about it, you won't do it, would you? So it's what you think that affects how you act, how you talk, literally everything. Okay, so it's very, very important to always build a good mindset. Okay, now, firstly, for you to have a good mindset, you have to ditch a bad mindset. Very, 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 very important. Very, very important. Light and darkness cannot collide. It's not possible. Light and darkness cannot collide. It's not possible. Okay, for good mindset to come in, then bad mindset needs to be ditched, needs to be put away. That's it. Period. There's no two ways about it. You can't be having good mindset and be having bad mindset. It's not possible. Okay? So all of those negative thoughts, all of those bad things that you're thinking about, negative thoughts, you have to ditch them. Trust me, it's not easy. Oh my God. Sometimes, I can't lie. I'm going to be so honest. I can't lie. Personally, I struggle with like negative thoughts or negative feelings. Maybe it's because I'm an overthinker anyways. But I struggle with, you know, overthinking sometimes. Sometimes I think of the worst case scenario. That's me. It's not easy, but then you gotta try. Okay? Sometimes you can just be walking, I just be like, what if this car just jammed me now? All those kind of negative thoughts. I don't know. Sometimes I'll be like, shut up, shut up, shut up. But there's a way the voice tends to come back. Those are negative, negative thoughts. But then you have to ditch those negative thoughts and reflect on like good things. That's how you can be able to have good mindset and ditch, you know, negative feelings or negative thoughts, right? Secondly, shut that negative inner voices. Inner voices is very, very important. Inner voices, your inner voices, inner voices. I'm going to even say it now. So a couple of weeks, or let's say a month ago, I started this short film that I produced and directed by moi. Thank you. It's called Inner Voices. So just a summary of the short film. It's about a student that struggles with like inner voices, like negative inner voices. The title of the film is Inner Voices. It's coming out on YouTube soon, right? So it's called Inner Voices. So this particular student struggles with like negative inner voices. She walks into the class and she thinks everybody hates her, whereas nobody cares. Like, she thinks of the worst thing. Like, she hears different thoughts. You don't belong here. You don't belong here. Obviously, nobody thinks of her like that. But because she has that mindset of, oh, nobody likes you, that has made her have inferiority complex. That has made her feel less of herself because of those inner voices. Because those inner voices are taking all the parts of her, right? She sits down, teacher's asking the question. She's not listening. She's just deep in her negative thoughts, okay? Now, fast forward to the last part. She's able to shut that inner voices literally by standing up for herself against those inner voices. One thing about negative voice, it will not boost your confidence. It will make you feel less of yourself. If it takes control of you, it will bring you down. That's what happened to this particular girl. Guys, make sure you just... It's a short film, not a movie. Just a short film. It's coming out on YouTube very soon. It's called Inner Voices by moi, by Esther. Okay. So you see, I'm not only a radio host. I'm a director and a producer. It's not easy. Anyways, guys, talking about inner voices, so make sure you're able to shut that inner voices. Okay, think about a good thing. You know, when there's this negative feeling coming, think about good things. Think about good things in life. Think about the word of God. Read your Bible. If you read your Bible, you'll be able to quench that negative thoughts with the word of God. Hallelujah, somebody. Right, guys, why don't we just go on, let's listen to this song. It's a new song by Dako, Like That. She released this song weeks ago, and she said this for summer. Obviously, summer is here, so we need to vibe to, you know, summer songs, okay? Right, so Like That by Dako, and we'll be right back.
that thing, you nothing, nothing. Let me write that thing, you put the work in. Yeah, write that thing, you nothing, nothing.
Go, baby, go, girl, all in. Girl, I'm falling. It's 4 in the morning. Can't we do this again? So tell me, what it is that I gotta do? Oh, my baby, there's nothing that I can do for you. When I look into your eyes, girl, it's giving me a sign. Oh, when you gonna realize, I'm tryna make you my wife. I like the things you do. Look what you made me do. I think I'm made for you.
Welcome back, guys. You've just listened to Like That. Not Like That. Like That. Because that's how I spell D-A-T. Like That by Darko. If you're just joining us for the first time, you're listening to Memes and Minds with Esther. And I'm your host, Esther. Thank you so much. Guys, if you have any thoughts, if you have any comment, anything you want to share at all, you know where to go. Instagram at memes. _minds_ or you can ring in right now if you are bold enough like me, if you have mad like me. Ring now on the number 0161222 9960, 0161222 9960, and let's talk. Okay, remember, Memes and Minds is not all about me, the host. It's about you, because this is where we meet minds. This is where we talk. This is what we'll talk about, relatable stuff, okay? Now, still on the topic, building a good mindset for healthy lifestyle. If you're just joining us, I said that lifestyle is not all about you eating healthy, keeping fit, or going to the gym, running marathon races, reading all the books in this life. It's about you having a good mindset. Because your mindset or how you think affects everything you do, everything you say, period. Okay. Now, how can you build this good mindset? I've talked about you ditching toxic mindsets, negative thoughts, negative inner voices, because that's the most important thing. Now, another way to build a good mindset is setting realistic goals. When I say realistic goal, some persons... back in the days, when we get into a new year, we'll be like, new year new me, 2020, new year new me, 2025, new year new me. Bro, you are still the same. You don't change. Set realistic goal, in the sense that set goals that you know that you can achieve. Don't tell yourself, okay, within 1 month I want to finish 33 books. Within 1 month I need to grow biggest bicep. Don't set goals that you know it can't even happen, even if you come on, be realistic. And you know what? If you don't set realistic goal, that's when pressure comes in, because you've picture yourself, okay, having muscles, having tricep, having biceps. Obviously, you can't achieve that picture you picture for yourself in 1 month. It's not possible. It takes steps. So because you picture yourself having, you have that picture in your head, you start pressurizing yourself, and then you are killing your body like that. Okay, you said, when I say, okay, set realistic goal. You don't want to set realistic goal. You be like, okay, in the next 12 days, I want to be thin. I want to slim down. I want to burn fat. I need to weigh 30 kg because you are a broom. I don't understand. So if you set those goals that you know you can't achieve, realistically speaking, think about it. Can I really achieve this within the space of 12 days? Think about it. If you then set those goals for yourself, you start putting pressure upon yourself because you are like, oh, I need to be there, I need to do this. No. Set goals that you know you can achieve. Or you'd be like, okay, I want to be able to save £1,000 within 2 weeks. And you get paid monthly. Are you okay? Eh? How are you gonna save £1,000 when you get paid? You get paid monthly, and your salary is not even up to 1,000. So set goals that you know you can realistically achieve. Okay? Tell yourself, within the space of 6 months, I want to have this, I want to do this, I want to improve better, I want to get better in this aspect of my life. And you take it slowly. Okay? Now, also, when you set realistic goal, make sure you set time to rest. Time to take break off internet. Time of reflection. Time to reflect on your life. Okay? Do what works for you. Very, very important. If I say, okay, I was having a conversation with my colleague the other day, and then she said, oh, she does 60 days diet something. And then I thought to myself, I might not be able to do up to that, or I can't be able to do more than that. She just told me what she does, what works for her. The fact that it works for her doesn't mean it's going to work for me. Okay? If your friend does something way better than you, it doesn't mean you're not good at that thing. Do what works for you. Very, 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 very important. Okay? Now, I'm going to share a story, okay? At the start of this, or last year, at the end of last year, there was something I wanted to, like, achieve, right? I didn't say, okay, in year 2025, I want to achieve this thing. I didn't plan it. But then, first day of January, second day of January, I saw myself progressing. It just went on like that. I started improving in that aspect of my life. I started getting better. I didn't tell myself, oh, Esther, by the end of this year, you need to achieve this, you need to do this, you need to be better in this area. No, I didn't tell myself that. It just naturally happened like that. Okay, so sometimes you don't even have to set goal for yourself. You just see yourself getting better in that place, in that aspect of your life, or you see yourself achieving these things. But also, it's good to also, you know, set goals for yourself. Okay, speaking of what works for you, if your friend tells you, oh, I achieved this within the space of 2 months, it doesn't mean you're going to achieve it in the space of 2 months. You might even achieve it in less than 2 months or more than 2 months. The thing is, as far or as long as you've achieved that thing, that's what matters. Okay? Do what works for you. Don't pressurize us. See, this life, thank God we're in an era where nobody's pressurizing anybody, except you're the one feeling pressurized. Nobody's pressurizing. Nobody's telling you to do what you don't want to do. Nobody's forcing you. You see your friend or you see your person, they kit up and stuff like that, wearing, you know, New Balance, Nobody's telling you to go and burn your balance. So, because you just feel the pressure, like, okay, I want to get that new balance. That's where pressure comes in. Nobody's forcing you to do one thing or the other. Go at your own pace. Okay? Also, give yourself time to grow and heal. Very important. See, in this life, believe it or not, there will come a time where you will break down, where you'll be brokenhearted, where you'll be depressed. See, there always come a time that there's a phase. It will come. It's 100%. You can't be happy. There will come a time where you be broken, where you be sad. It's normal. What you gotta do is pick yourself up, dust yourself, and get back on track. That's it. Because if you let depression take, that's where, you know, positive mindset comes in. Okay? You are brokenhearted, you are sad, you are depressed. It's normal. It's normal. It happens. Life is not a bed of roses. It's a mix of roses and thorn and piercing and needles. Okay? There's a time where you feel pain and there's a time where you're going to be happy. Okay? So whenever you are brokenhearted, don't be hard on yourself. Give yourself time to heal, process everything that's happened and get back on track. One thing is that if you fail in whatever you're doing, it doesn't mean you're a failure. I'm sounding like a motivational speaker now. Maybe I should have a therapist to my CV now. I'll think about it. Anyways, there's a time where you fail. It doesn't mean you're a failure. It just means that you need to do better. You just need to take that failure as a motivation. If you take failure as that's who you are a failure, then you are a failure. But if you take it as, you know, time for you to grow, to improve and grow better, then you're not a failure. Deep. Right, anyways, like I said, give yourself time to grow and heal. If you're not getting better on something, give it time, put your heart into that thing, and you will definitely do better. Okay? Also, very important, strike a balance between discipline and pressure. People tend to, you know, get it wrong. You know, discipline and pressure, they kind of like, they are alike, but they are not alike. Okay? Discipline, pressure. Discipline, it means when you're not forcing yourself, how do I put the word now? You're teaching yourself, you're guiding yourself, you're motivating yourself. You are your own teacher, okay? You are your own discipline. You are disciplining yourself. And when it comes to pressure, you are being hard on yourself. You are damaging yourself. You are forcing yourself. You are forcing your body to do what it doesn't want to do. I'll give you an example. Discipline. Let's take for instance, okay, you're going to the gym and you've tend to achieve this particular thing. Or let's say, okay, let's take for instance, you have a fitness goal, right? And you want to achieve it in the space of like 3 months, right? And then you say to yourself, okay, I'm going to go to gym Monday to Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, back to back, nonstop. And then a particular day in that week, you don't want to go, but then you feel like, oh, you need to take a break because you're already having a meltdown or you're having a breakdown. But then the fact that you take that day off doesn't mean you won't go another day. The fact that you go the next day means you are being disciplined, okay? Now, when it comes to pressure, right? You said, okay, I need to take a day off. I'm going to break the streak. I'm going to take a day off and probably go the next day. But then you feeling pressurized, you'd be like, no, you've got to go. You need to achieve. You have to go to gym. You don't feel well. You don't want to go. Like you're having a meltdown. Like you don't want to go. Like let's say for instance, you're not feeling well, but because you are being pressurized by yourself, you are struggling and you are hitting the gym. Come on. Also, I'll give you an example of pressure. Right. You're having a breakdown. Let's say you are brokenhearted, you are sad, you are being depressed and stuff like that. Pressure or being hard on yourself, it just makes you feel, you know, it makes you feel worse than depression. It just makes you feel like, why are you crying? What's wrong with you? You should be doing something. Get up. Like, you just feel guilty when you are, I don't know how to explain it, but it's just you bullying yourself by yourself. Okay, but when it comes to discipline, it's the other way around. You give yourself time to heal, to process everything. That's discipline. So make sure you strike a balance between being disciplined and pressurizing yourself. Okay, so strike the balance. Very, 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 very important. Okay, I mean, there are sometimes I want to go to gym. Okay, let's say, okay, I'm going gym 4 days in a row or 3 days in a row, there'll be a particular day where, okay, I need to do something else or I don't want to go to gym. I don't feel guilty for not going to gym that day because obviously I know I'm going to go the next day. So I'm covering up for the day that I've missed, okay? I'm being disciplined because I'm going the next day to cover up, right? But if I'm being pressurized, I'll be like, oh, no. Whatever you're going to do doesn't matter. Focus on the gym. No, come on. I'm not saying be missing days of the gym because I'm disciplined. No. Strike a balance. That's what matters. Okay, make sure you strike a balance, okay? Be disciplined, but do not pressurize yourself. If you need to take a break, okay? 100. Right. Next, set goals and standards for yourself. Don't take what people throw at you. Listen, goals and standards is very, very important. See, in this life, if you don't have goal, if you don't have things that you want to achieve, you will not have direction in this life. See, anywhere wind blow you, you go. See, if wind blow you like this now, you go there. Anywhere, you don't even know where you're going. Like, come on. Bus drivers, they get their own destination. They reach where they go though. Oh yeah, we have reached our final destination. You know that you are a human being. You don't have where you are going. Have goal. See, listen, if you have goals, if you have something that you want to achieve, it sets the tracks straight for you to go through. Okay? There's a point in my life I didn't know what I wanted to do, right? I was just, you know, anything they tell me, make I do anything papa mama say make we do, no matter, you know. I'm not saying they didn't tell me to do the right thing, but personally, it's not what I wanted to do, okay? So anything they say make I do, I just do. But I got to a point, I was like, nah, this is my goal. This is my standard. This is what I want to do. And that's what's leading me on now. Okay, in whatever you are going to do, listen, even if you are doing like little task, even if you are doing little task, set a goal for yourself at that point. Tell yourself, okay, before 1 p.m., I want to do this. That motivates you. That creates a good mindset for you. Even at work, when I'm doing like closing duties and whatsoever, I tell myself, okay, between 10 minutes, I want to be able to finish this particular area. And I set myself, I get myself and I do it. Okay, so make sure you set goals, set standards. Standards, then see, if people tell you, okay, you are ugly and you take it, that means you are ugly. I mean, look at it now. See, if somebody tells you, oh, you are this, you are that, and you accept it, then you are that, you are this. Okay, people, they don't define you, you define yourself, and the way you present yourself to others, that's how they're gonna take you, that's how they're gonna accept you. Okay, me nana god, oh hey me now, I'll be up, hey Nigeria babe, you can't tell me what and I would say okay, I will be looking at you. No, don't get me wrong, I'm not a violent person, I'm chill, I'm my friends, they know me, I'm calm, you know, no violence. But then again, you won't tell me something that I don't like and I will accept it. I will always understand my mind. I will always want to talk back. Nah. I will always want to defend myself. That's helped me a lot because I've pictured myself, this kind of person in my head. I've pictured myself that whatever you tell me, that's not what I'm going to take. If you say something against my standards, I will always stand up for myself. I will always want to defend myself. And that way people think that, oh, she's aggressive sometimes. I'm not aggressive. I just do not tolerate. Because if you tolerate some things, people, they will step on you, which is bad. Especially if you are a Nigerian, you're Nigerian born. We know ourselves. Now, we don't tolerate now. We don't tolerate. Nah, you can't talk to us anyhow. Nah. Up Nigerians. But yeah, to be honest though, not everything people tell you should accept, okay? Set standards for yourself. Know the kind of person you are. Picture yourself. Know what you can take and know what you can't take. So if anybody talks to you anyhow, anybody says negative things about you, make sure you stand up for yourself, okay? Next, okay? Pursue that dream of yours. Most of you you have dream, you have this dream of being is either an artist, a doctor. You've seen yourself as the biggest makeup artist. You've seen yourself doing this big thing. You've seen picture yourself up there. Listen, it's not gonna come like that. You won't just wake up one morning and then you see yourself in podium and talking to audience, or you see yourself performing live in concert. It doesn't happen that way. You have to work your way up there. Okay? Don't sit there. See, don't be lazy. Oh. Don't be lazy. No, don't be lazy. I said it in some of my previous episodes and weeks ago. I said, we, the Gen Zs, we are very, very productive. Depends on what you set your hands to do. Depends on what you've said, okay, this I want to do. We are very, very productive. So make sure you set your hands to do something that you enjoy, right? So you can become productive. So you can achieve your goal. Okay? Don't be lazy. Don't be lazy. Good things will not just come on its own. Good things will not come on. You have to work. You have to work. Okay? Next, try not to overthink everything. I'm on this table because I'm an overthinker. Nah, I can't lie. But I think I'm improving though. I'm getting better, you know. I will overthink every little thing. God have mercy. I see you walking on the road. I greet you. I wave at you. And then you answer me in a way that I didn't expect. I'll start thinking, are we quarreling? What's going on? I'll start thinking. Nah, overthinking is not good, guys. Come on. Overthinking is not good. But I think I'm starting to learn how to stop overthinking. It's just that, you know, when you're not sure about what happened, it's best that, you know, you probably approach the person, walk up to that person and be like, oh, I saw this happen. I said hi to you. You didn't say respond to me. Hope everything is fine. And it might just be like, it's not even what you're thinking about. Secondly, overthinking will damage you, honestly. It will damage you. So if you have a thinker out there, don't worry, you're not alone, okay? You just got to try to stop overthinking. Reduce it, okay? Don't go bust your brain. One day, you just be walking and your head will bring out smoke. I pray we all get there, okay? No, not get to where your head will bring out smoke. Oh. No, I mean get better. That's what I mean. Right, next. Surround yourself with people that positively influence your life. Very important. I was in church the other day and our Daddy Gio was preaching about, you know, surrounding yourself with people that affect your life positively. And then he made reference to a man that was crippled in the Bible where his four friends brought him to Jesus. Okay, the four friends brought him to Jesus and Jesus was able to heal him. Now, the lesson I learned is that if that crippled man did not surround himself with, you know, good people, with people that impact his life, he would have still been a cripple. But because he has friends that cares about him, that believes in him, you know, that affects his life positively, those friends brought him to Jesus Christ, which resulted to his healing. Okay, so make sure you surround yourself with people that positively impact your life, not people that will downgrade you, not people that will bring you down, that will make you feel less of yourself. Okay, listen, I keep telling people, I was talking to this girl the other day and she was like, oh, I don't have friends. Oh my, I don't have friends. I don't have anybody to talk to. Like, I don't have who to go out with. I'm just on my own. I just have few friends. They're not enough for me. My birthday is coming up. I don't have people to invite. And I was like, hey girl, chill, relax. See, it's better. I keep telling that. I say it's better you have one friend that will always there for you, a genuine friend, than for you to have thousands of friends that don't even care about you. That if anything's happening to you, you can't run to them. Even if it's just one friend you have, as long as that friend is there for you, that person is there for you in times of need, that person is always, always having your back to back. Okay? That's what matters. And then she was like, oh yeah, that's true. That's true, exactly. Sometimes we tend to have friends that, you know, they're just there for fancy or whatsoever. Okay? I used to think that if you don't have millions of friends, then you are not in this life, like you're not reigning or whatsoever. But when you start to associate yourself with like people that really, really matter, people that you've seen that okay, they are helping me achieve my goal, you see that there's things that are way, 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 way important than you having millions of friends. Okay? So make sure you surround yourself with people that has positive vibes, positive energy, and they can impact your life positively. Right? Lastly, guys, always celebrate your wins. Wins. Always celebrate your wins. See, even if you bagged in one project and you got merit or distinction, always celebrate yourself. I'm not saying go out and throw parties. You appreciate yourself. Sometimes when I see my results from, not sometimes, every time that I see my results for any project that I've submitted, obviously I passed now. I did pass now. Merit, distinction, back to back. I'm not even happy. Right. So when I see those results and I'm like, oh, I'm proud of myself. And there's a way I celebrate myself. Okay? You celebrating yourself has motivated you to do more. Listen, even if you don't achieve that thing that you want and you end up failing, or I won't say failing, but you end up not winning, which is still failing, sure. But you end up failing, okay? Still celebrate yourself, okay, so you can do better next time. Okay? So all this that I've said, make sure you have a good mindset too. Also, having good mindsets, always have words of like affirmation. Okay? Always have words of affirmation. Something that keeps you going. Okay? Me, something that keeps me going is really the word of God. That's what keeps me going. Right? Looking at God's promises, because that's it. Without God, I won't be here now. So have words of affirmation, have something that keeps you going, keeps you motivated. It's really, 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 really important. Okay? Guys, it's time to go on a short little break. A short little break. You see, I told you guys, let me not go far. I don't know, I suppose my talents, you know. Let's go on a short little break and we'll listen to American Love by King Maddie. Speaking of King Maddie, guys, I've been seeing on the internet that she's deleted. If you know King Maddie, she's the one that sang American Love. Anyway, you want to go? That's what we're going to listen to. Anyways, I've seen that she's deleted most of her TikTok posts, and I heard that she's having an issue with her producer, and she's having a breakdown. So I don't really know. But that's what I've heard so far. But anyways, I just hope she gets better. And yeah, so we'll listen to American Love by King Maddie, and when we get back, you know the gist, you know the gist, you know the vibe, you know the vibe.
Travel around the world, I know guys, but if I climb the train, he don't pass you. Travel around the world, no, I ain't found you. And if I catch you playing, he don't catch you. And I hope you gon' fly away today, IG. Yeah, I hope you gon' fly away today, IG. But you know, say I fly, so no they rejecting me. Oh, I'm calling, I did try. But you know they getting me to bankrupt. You go like fly, yeah. Allow me to spoil you with my money. You don't cover mine. Some Nigerian love, Daddy.
Africana.
All the music you asked for and more.
Guys, you've just listened to by Chris Brown featuring Davido OBO. Guys, speaking of our dearest artist, Chris Brown, news, he got arrested, but then he's been billed with $5 million. Sorry, what am I saying? Five million pounds, bro. And that's not even it. He's going back to court for hearing, I think, 20th of June, next month, yeah. 20 or 30, I can't remember. But he's going back for hearing because the case is not closed. He's just been released to, you know, continue his Breezy Ball tour. But damn, that guy. You know, yesterday I was just reading news about him, actually. I was like, okay, what's up with Chris Brown? And then initially I knew that, you know, he was arrested in London. In Manchester. Anyways, he was arrested in Manchester. And I started reading story of his history. And I was like, guy, this guy they call meat. Bruh. This guy they call meat. Nah. And the fact that he still have, he's got fans out there. That's another thing that's still shocking. But anyways, that's for that. Guys, another news. I think I'll start giving guys updates, back-to-back updates. So there's a new rule on the immigration status. Things has been changed now, and things are starting up. And number one is, you know, for, you know, immigrants. The news is basically for immigrants that comes from abroad to the UK, right? So your settlement, you know, normally you could do your pre-settlement lasts for 5 years before you can apply for a settlement or like a British passport, right? Now it's been extended to 10 years. So you have to stay here 10 years. Bah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 before you can apply for settlement. You will grow old. You grow old. Let's say you come here at the age of 20, you stay at 30 before you get your British passport. Next is that graduate visa. Normally, they give you like 2 years before you can apply for another visa, stuff like that. But now, it's now 18 months, no longer 2 years. So they remove how many? They remove 6 years. That's it, Nabi. Yes, now. So you have to, 6 months, I mean not 6 years. So you have to stay here 18 months, that's a year and 6 months for you to get your, for you to apply for another visa. Another one is care worker roads, which is the common one, which is the popular one, is now closed from June. So if you are coming to the UK, you want to use the care worker route, you can't use it. What's going on? And then I heard, I don't know if it's the Prime Minister, I saw him on the news. He was saying that this new rule is gonna affect even the residents in the UK, because it's mostly, if you take a look, let's be realistic, if you take a look, the people that take care of, that works in care home, that take care of, you know, the elderly, they are mostly people from abroad, specifically Nigerians. Because we know how to take care of people now. Come on. So he was saying that who's going to take care of, you know, the elderly if care roads is banned. So hopefully, I don't know if the law has started working, if it's active now. But hopefully things is done about it, okay? Lastly is that anyone relocating, you have to have your English qualification. Even if you're coming as a dependent or whatsoever, as long as you are stepping your foot into the UK, you gotta get your English. So if you're a Nigerian and listening to me now, if your teacher tells you do English, don't run from English class. So I know what I'm saying. If I'm having a conversation with, like, you know, the British, and they'll be like, oh, where do you learn English from? I'll be like, Nigeria is an English speaking country. We speak English there. But back in Nigeria, it's not like we speak English, but it's not as, you know, it's not like the general language. Obviously, we've got our pidgin English and we've got our local languages as well. English was not too prioritized. But, you know, because my parents were like, oh, you need to learn English. Now that I've relocated to the UK, now I see the benefits. Now I see why you need to learn English. Okay, so if you are in Nigeria, make sure you learn English. Make sure you read, you pass your English, because English is now the top requirement for you to relocate to the UK. Hopefully all this works in favor of us. And I also heard that if you're already in the UK, these laws do not affect you. It do not affect you. But I'm not really sure how, I'm not really 100% sure, but that's what I heard. And also, I also got the information that that, you know, for your driver license, if you just get your driver license now, you can't drive with passengers in your car for the next 3 years. That's what I heard. I've read it online. If you have your driver license now, I don't know when it's gonna get in motion, you can't have passengers in your car. So imagine you now that you want to get your driver license, obviously, to take your children to school, to do like daily activities and whatsoever. Imagine that's why you want to get a driver license. But then, because you have to wait 3 years before you can start driving people in your car. Imagine that. I don't know what's going on. Hey, hopefully all this works in our favor. Hopefully, by God's grace. But regardless, we're still going to survive. We're going to get there. So if after all this thing, you in Nigeria say you don't want to track back, stay there now. Stay there. Tinubu will use you and let me not talk, Sha. Let me just relax. Let me just relax. Anyways, guys, so we're gradually coming to the end of today's episode. So I've got a couple of memes I want to share. Just short memes about, you know, having a good mindset. Just 3 memes I'm going to share, and then we'll call it a day, or we'll call it an evening, or we'll call it a week. Right, so first meme. Discipline is me saying no carbs this week, and then no, discipline is me saying no carbs this week on Monday, then by Tuesday I'm eating jollof with extra dodo. Yes, I'm sorry guys, jollof rice, oh my days, hallelujah. Jollof rice, when you see jollof rice, then discipline will leave the group chats. I'm not even capping, eh? But then again, you have to bring discipline back and just mind what you eat, okay? I struggle with it sometimes. I'm not saying because you go to gym, don't eat swallow, don't eat rice, so just balance it, okay? Balance it. That's because you can't tell me that, oh, because you're disciplined and you not eat rice or you not eat swallow your entire life, bro, you will starve. Because if you notice, there's no amount of, you know, British food that you eat that will quench that Nigeria cravings in you. There's no amount of, sometimes when I'm out, obviously there, you hardly see African shops, like African restaurants, right? So then I have to eat, like, you know, them food that you gotta eat. I still feel that need to eat, swallow. You see? So you just can't quench it. Okay, but then you have to balance it. Don't take too much of it. Too much of carbohydrate is not bad. It's not good. Sorry. It's not good. Be careful. Okay, now, next meme. This lifestyle journey is 80% prayer, 20% me pretending I have it all together. It's not easy. Lifestyle journey, for you to have a good lifestyle, you have to see pray that God should help you. Mm-hmm. And then 20% of me pretending I have it together, whereas I'm crashing. Hopefully we get there. We get better. Right. Next meme. Someone said, so I'm just gonna kind of pull this out. Right. Next meme. Me trying to focus. My brain saying, let's overthink our entire life instead. You see, overthinking. Sometimes I can be on my bed. I can just be in my bed and I'm just thinking of, I'm just miles away. I'm just being delusional. You know, being delusional and overthinking, they work hand in hand. They are brothers and they are sisters. They work hand in hand. But then again, you just have to be careful how you think some certain things. Sometimes what you are thinking is not what really happened, okay? Try to be easy on yourself. Okay, so guys, that's just a few memes I have today. Next week, I'll be wrapping up the lifestyle series and then we'll be stepping into a new dawn. It's a new dawn, it's a new day for me, and I'm feeling good. You feel the melodious sound, you see? I don't want to go deep. Anyways, right, so next week, I'm going to rounding off the lifestyle episode. It's been a journey back to back, talking about various topics, bringing guests in. So after next week, we're going to go into something different, something else. Okay, so make sure you tune in. Don't forget to tune in. 100%. Do not forget to tune in. And make sure you give us a follow on Instagram at memes_minds_ to always participate. Drop a comment, drop a follow, drop a like, whatever. Just shout, engage. Okay, because we drop some, you know, relatable things on our page, right? So guys, it's been a pleasure talking or speaking with you today, and we're gonna call it a day now, or call it a week, call it evening. So do well to have a good evening, enjoy your evening, have a good week ahead. Just to say this, next week is my birthday, guys. Next week is your host's birthday. Tuesday. Okay, let's calm. Relax. I know you're happy. Relax. Anyways, don't forget to tune in next Friday. And yeah, make sure you have a good week. Always have a good mindset. Build a good mindset for yourself and do what works for you, 100%. Thank you for listening, guys. And bye for now. Yeah.
Watching you, smarting you, don't move. You come